What's up, everyone, and welcome to Metalcore Nerds MCU Trivia Night. This is the third edition of the Trivia Night. I've been loving doing this, and I am so stoked to bring another one back. It was going to be sooner, but getting schedules to line up for people who run podcasts is impossible, and that ended up winding up being one person from a podcast. So that's how this stuff goes, but it's all right. So thanks for everyone for joining live, and if you are watching this after, again, thank you very much. This is a very awesome thing that's been going on, and this week, or this month's edition, is sponsored by State of Misery. If you have not heard of them, they've been doing awesome, I guess they call them bootlegs, but the nicer option would be reprints of old merch. They've been doing a lot of new metal merch lately. They've done like Linkin Park, Limp Bizkit, Korn, stuff like that. Alice in Chains, I think, is one they've done recently. So if you have not checked them out, please do. And what's great about all of these companies that have been coming up is most of them run print shops, so they print on the best shirts possible. So even if it is compared to an old shirt you got in like the 90s or something like that, I guarantee it's in way better quality if you get it from these guys. So please check out State of Misery. They the winner will be receiving a prize pack from them for tonight, and the winner will also be going on to our tournament that is going to happen later this year, which we already know that Tyler Small, the winner of the first one, will 100% be in, and Dylan from Weeping Woman, who won the last one, will definitely be in, as well as some of the other people who have won one match. They will likely be in it. We'll probably have to play in, depending on how many people we get that win one match and then lose the next one. We'll see how that goes with these next two, what I like to call them, qualifying nights to get to the tournament and see who ultimately becomes the first MCU Trivia Night champion, and then goes on to see if they can defend it against someone else who can come up in their ranks. Today, before I get into the rules, our first two contestants, Derek, he is from the Paperweight Entertainment podcast. We actually ended up connecting because he did something a little similar, more fun, and kind of multiple choice option version on his show with Ethan from 15 Minutes of Marvel, which is another awesome podcast. He was actually supposed to be a part of this, but again, the scheduling thing was not the easiest thing. But welcome, Derek. Thank you for participating tonight.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you so much for having me. I can't wait, man. I'm so excited.
Hell yeah. It's going to be a fun time. And then, of course, multi-time guest of the show, Felipe. What's going on, man?
What's up, y'all?
It's excited to answer some trivia.
Good. I know you've been kind of wanting to do this, but you've been one of the people who never asked me to do it, so I respect that. So that's good.
I think I've asked you enough about the show.
That's fine. And before we get into the rules, I want to bring up, we have the Metalcore Mephisto shirts right here on the screen, and it's available at metalcorenerds.com. It's up for the initial pre-order ends this week, but I'm actually just placing an order early next week, so the pre-orders will still be available until they get printed and get shipped. For anyone who has ordered them, please be patient with the pandemic still going on. Garments are very hard to come by, and stuff is all backed up, so you will get it eventually, I promise, and I will keep you updated on that. I listed already in the description if you did order it. The pre-order window is 2 weeks, and then 4 to 6 weeks after you'll be getting it. So after this week, it'll be about 4 to 6 weeks, but it will still be up for pre-order because I will have the quantities in there. It's just when they run out, they run out, and that's it. And I probably won't reprint them. I don't really like reprinting things. And my old merch, which there's a very handful left over of the logo tee and the Metal Corners versus Everyone tee, they're half off along with the Metalcore Nerds pin. They're still up there. Again, limited quantities, and I'm not going to reprint them. So if you want to get that, they're $10. They're printed on Gilded Hammer. Really nice shirts. So if you can, that's one of the best ways to support the podcast, would be to do that. So to the rules, and Rob saying it's rigged. It's not rigged. I don't know how it could be rigged. I've made these pretty hard, Rob. I mean, you experienced it firsthand, so I don't know how it'd be rigged. That's fine. You can think that. You won one match. Don't cry about it. So here's the rules. Today, there's only going to be two matches. Two matches, not three, unfortunately. One of the participants had to duck out to last minute, which sucks, but that's life. It happens. Can't really get past that. So there will be two matches tonight. It's going to be gauntlet style. The winner is going to go on to face Nick, and then the winner of that is the winner for tonight. It's a little bit shorter than I would like, but again, life happens, and that is no big deal. And then the winner again, tournament slot, a high seed against a 1-1 competitor, which I mean, some of these guys are good. So it's no easy feat anyone is going to have to go up against. And then, of course, they're going to win some free merch, which is nice. Free stuff is always cool. And everyone's going to have 15 seconds to answer the question. They're going to write on a whiteboard or any sort of writing surface the answer. No spelling will not be penalized. I know some of these words or names are difficult to spell, so that will not be penalized. We'll be able to tell if you have it in the right realm there. And I will start the countdown out loud starting at 5, so you guys will know how much time you have left. There is 11 questions in each match. The first 10 questions will be worth 1 point, with the last question being a betting round question where they can bet all available points they have. But if you get it right, you get the points you bet. If you get it wrong, you lose all of them. It did come pretty close to one last time. And that was the only one that's really been close. Everyone else has been kind of a runaway match, and it was mathematically impossible. So we'll see how these goes. I would love to see the 11-point question is very hard. So if someone can win with that, they're probably going to win the title. I think that would be a pretty fair assessment. And if we are tied at the 11 questions, we will go to sudden death to determine the winner. And that's it. Everything sound good to you guys? You guys have any questions for me?
Sounds good.
Good.
Sounds good.
Cool.
Good.
Great. Oh, man, I'm going to have an extra set of questions for next time, too. Didn't even realize that. Kind of makes me do less work. Nice. All right, so in the words of Steve Rogers himself, before we get started, does anyone want to get out? Okay.
I can do this all day.
There we go.
Nice.
I like that enthusiasm, my friend. All right. Question number one. Dormammu is located in what dimension? Trying to start it off easy. Okay. Answers in 5. 4.
I watched that movie more than one.
2. 1. We'll go to Derek first. What do you got?
Dark Dimension.
That is
Dark Dimension.
Correct. And Felipe, what do we got? Dark Dimension. Boom. Dark Dimension. 1-1.
Dark Dimension.
Good start, guys. Good start. Question number 2. Happy Hogan is portrayed by what actor? I feel like this is going to be a good one. I have a good feeling about it. Answers in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We'll go to Felipe first this time.
John Favreau.
That is correct. And Derek.
The man, the myth, the legend. The man, the myth, the legend, John Favreau.
Damn right. 2-2. All right. Going to get some movie release dates up in this motherfucker. So question number 3. Doctor Strange was released in what year? Movie release dates are tough.
Mm-hmm.
Answers in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Derek, you're up first.
I couldn't remember. 2015? I couldn't remember. 2015?
Nope. That's close. Felipe?
2016?
Ah, yep, that is right. 2016. You're close. It's always a year. It's always, you're always within a year.
They're tough. I know.
All right, question number 4. Felipe goes up 1. 3-2. Question number four. Howard Stark created Captain America's shield out of what material? I feel like Nick's feeling confident in the backstage over here. Answers in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Felipe, we'll go to you first. Vibranium, that is correct. And Derek?
Vibranium.
Boom.
Vibranium.
This is a good one. 4-2-3. 4-3, Felipe. It's going perfect right now. Batting 1,000. Question number 5. Quentin Beck developed what technology that Tony Stark took credit for?
Acronym or the full name? Acronym or the full name?
Okay. I was about to write both. I'm glad you asked.
I didn't think I could do it.
Answers in.
I know. I was
wow.
Like,
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Derek, go you first.
Barf.
That is correct. Barf. Felipe.
Barf.
Yeah, as soon as you said acronym, barf. I was like, oh, he knows it. Yeah, because you guys are gonna try to route the whole thing. That's nuts, wild. I appreciate the effort there.
Take the cheesiest edit scene in Marvel history.
Yeah, it's so good. It's great. It's good stuff. Question number 6. There are 3 Sanctum Sanctorum locations. Name 2 of them. Answers in 5, 4.
Getting a little cocky with this.
3.
Getting a little cocky
2,
with this.
Oh, you're right down 3, 1.
Yeah.
Felipe, we'll go to you first.
Yeah. Hong Kong, New York, and London. Hong Kong, New York, and London.
That is correct. Way to go. All 3. You don't get an extra point. Sorry. Derek.
I put New York and China. I put New York and China. I didn't get specific with Hong Kong. Leave that to your judgment, sir.
I'll give it to you. That's in the same realm. I'm a lenient judge. All right. That's in the same realm. All right. So 5-6. 5-6, Felipe. Very close one. This could come down to the betting round. Betting round is hard, though. I'll tell you that. No one's ever gotten one. We'll see if that changes, but I try to make them tough for a reason. All right. Question number 7. Where did Scott Lang work after he was released from prison in Ant-Man? Answers in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We'll go to Derek first.
Baskin Robbins, they always find out. Baskin Robbins, they always find out.
That's correct, Felipe.
Baskin Robbins.
Correct. Felipe still hasn't missed. Impressive. Let's see if I can get you with this one. Maybe not. Question number 8. Who directed Iron Man 3? I guess it depends how much of a movie guy you are for this one.
I think this is it.
Can be a toughie. Answers in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We'll go to Felipe first for this one.
I don't have an answer.
Nothing. Derek?
Shane Black.
Boom. Timed it up. 7-7. We're getting interesting here. This is good. I like this. Both have missed one. Whew. I don't think anyone's answered this many questions right, actually. I've tried to make it a little easier. The first one came out pretty hard. But, I mean, it's fun either way. Question number 9. In Spider-Man Far From Home, Ned's girlfriend's name is what?
First and last? First and last.
First is fine.
Just first. Okay. Okay.
Answers in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We'll go to Derek first.
Betty.
Betty is Betty. Correct. Felipe.
Cindy.
Cindy, oh. Derek goes up one. Swing a turn of the tides here. Going to question number 10. Man, this is close. This is exciting. I like it. Question number 10. Jaimin Hansu has played Korath in how many MCU films?
That's a good one.
I always try to put one of these in here, but I tried to make one real tricky. Answers in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We'll go to Felipe first.
I go 3.
That is incorrect. Derek?
Dang it. I had 2 first. I couldn't remember if he was in Endgame.
I had 2 as well.
Ah!
I couldn't remember if he was in Endgame.
Oh,
I hit the news right. And Captain Marvel and Guardians 1.
Yep, that's it. Those are the two. Those are the two. I know it's tricky. You're like, oh, is he in Guardians 2? Is he in like Infinity War or Endgame? It's like, I've done like Loki and Sam Wilson.
Endgame was just the one.
Damn multiverse.
Well, it's funny because if we would have waited a week and I said properties, it would have been 3 because I'm pretty sure he's in the next episode of What If. But. That's why I didn't put properties. I specified with films. That's what the thing. The series, too, they make this a little trickier, too. Because when you say properties, you're like, oh, now I have to think of the series. All right. So, betting around question. Derek is up 1. So, this is where strategy comes into play. He's up 1. We'll see how he bets. So, both of you guys write your number you want to bet on the board. Don't show it to me or anything. We'll reveal it when you answer the question. I'm going to give you a few seconds to write down your bets, and then we will get into the final question. You guys ready to write down your number?
Yep.
I'm going to give you guys 30 seconds for this one. Give you some time to think. So question number 11, the question that will decide the match. How many years was Janet Van Dyne trapped in the quantum realm? I need answers in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We're gonna go to Felipe first. How many points did you bet?
I said three points, and then my answer is 25 years.
That is incorrect. You go down to 4, and Derek, how many points did you bet?
I bet 3 as well. I bet 3 as well.
What was your answer?
42.
That's also wrong. Closer, but you do win the match. Derek wins the match by a points. Woo. Man, that could have been close. Like, what if Felipe bet
that
2
was,
points?
That was incredibly close. That was incredibly close. Points.
So the answer is 31 years. 31.
31.
I did not know that until I looked up the question. So, like I said, I make them hard. I don't make them easy. Don't make it easy, but Derek moves on. Felipe, that was an impressive performance.
Good game, man. Impressive. Good game, man.
I might need to bring you. You're coming back eventually because you did very, very well. Very well. You'll be coming back.
I was going hard, man.
100%. So Derek moves on to face Nick, and he's probably very worried right now. But we will be right back with unfortunately the last match, but Still, it'll be our main event, Derek versus Nick. We will be right back.
We're not trying to stop something I'm going to do in our time. We're trying to undo something I've already done in theirs.
This is your future.
It's my destiny.
My father is coming back.
Trying to stop something I'm going to do in our time. We're trying to undo something I've already done in theirs.
This is your future.
It's my destiny.
My father is coming back.
Thank you.
caught by eliminating half of five. And we are back with the winner of the last round, Derek and Nick, to see if he can complete his redemption arc from his first appearance in Trivia Night.
I am.
I know he's been studying. I know he's been in the trenches of MCU lore to do better. I have faith in you, Nick.
Do better. Do better. That's my motto today.
It's Captain America's motto, so it's good enough for me.
Yep.
So good job. You're already doing great. You guys all set with the rules? I know, Derek, you just played. Nick, you've played before. You all good?
Yep, good to go.
Awesome. All right, so question number one. What Infinity Stone unlocked Wanda Maximoff's powers? Yes, and for anyone who hasn't listened to Derek's podcast, go listen to his podcast. They actually did a mini trivia thing in one of their episodes, and it's very, very awesome. Answers in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Derek, we'll go to you first.
Mind Stone.
Mind Stone is correct. Nick?
I said Reality Stone.
Man, you're so... Nick.
At least I wrote.
It's true. Never leave your board blank. That's right. You learned something.
At least it was a stone. At least it was a stone.
True. You did get one correct stone name right. That's true.
Yeah.
Or if you're gonna be a real comic nerd, call it a gem and be one of those guys. Right. But you don't have to be one of those guys. They're mean and weird about. They get mad about really weird things. That's. Rather here nor there. We won't get into that. That's a podcast in itself. Question number two. Phases 1-3 were referred to as what saga? Need answers in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Nick, go to you first.
The Infinity Saga?
Correct. On the board, baby. Derek.
Infinity Saga.
Correct. No surprise there. Question number three. What was Stan Lee's cameo in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2? As long as you get it in the range of what it is, that's fine. This is kind of a toughie, though. Answers in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We'll go to Derek first.
I don't remember what they actually called it, but he was talking to the Watchers telling stories.
Nick?
Yeah, I just wrote bartender because it's the first thing that popped in my head.
You're writing stuff down. It's a good step, but that is incorrect. It was talking with the watchers. You are making progress. It's better to write something than nothing in this game. All right, question number four. Derek is up 3-1. Name the member of the Dora Milaje who helped Bucky Barnes break his Winter Soldier programming. Again, spelling. I will not penalize for it unless, as long as you have it in the
good Lord.
The realm. Need answers in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We'll go to Nick first.
I'm back on my bullshit, Sean.
Derek, what do you got?
I wrote a question mark also, but just because of spelling.
Io?
I can't remember how to spell it.
It's A-Y-O, but yes, Io. Yes.
A-Y-O. I knew it was a weird spelling.
Still correct. Question number 5.
All right.
Why did your score not go up? All right. It is 4-1. 4-1, Derek. Question number 5. How many times did the Russo brothers direct the late, great Chadwick Boseman? In the MCU. I guess it would be in general, too.
answers in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We'll go to Derek first.
Three
is correct. Nick.
Put twice.
Close. 3. Civil War, Infinity War, and Endgame. I said 3 in the MCU, but they produced 21 Bridges or wrote it or one of the two. They did not direct it. So it wouldn't have counted anyway. Good little fun fact for movie trivia. It would have been 3 in the realm of movies. Derek is up 5-1. Question number 6. Who voiced the Hulk after he transformed in 2008's The Incredible Hulk? Learned this fun fact a couple weeks ago. I had to put it into the trivia.
Can you repeat it one more time? You broke up a little bit in the middle.
Of course. Who voiced the Hulk after he transformed in 2008's The Incredible Hulk? Need an answer in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We'll go to Nick first.
I just put Ed Norton because I don't know the answer.
I mean, pretty solid guess, but that is incorrect. Derek?
I can't remember if there are multiple people on that one, but I know.
That is correct. Lou Ferrigno. Little tie back to the old Hulk there. Which is weird that they had him voice the... It's strange, but it works, I guess. I didn't know that until a couple weeks ago, and I was like, wow, that's really weird. But I guess that makes sense. It's a weird movie in general, to be honest. Very weird. Question number 7. What is the name of Peter Dinklage's character who forged the Infinity Gauntlet and Stormbreaker? Again, spelling will not be penalized for spelling. Need answers in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We'll go to Derek first.
Eitri
is correct. I think you actually spelt it right, too.
Excellent.
Or close. Did you have an E at the end? There's an E at the end. That was the only incorrect part of it. But
no,
very,
no, it wasn't I.
Very, oh, yeah, then you spelt it right. That's even crazier. Nick?
That never happened.
I also have Eitri Dwarf.
I would have accepted Eitri by itself. Hell yeah. Nick, that was a pretty hard one. Congrats to you.
That was well done, man.
I have like a weird Dinklage fan girl thing going on. So.
Great actor. Understandable. I just love that they made him giant in that movie. It's my favorite part.
Yeah.
It's so great.
Yeah. But he sounds like his character when drunk from Game of Thrones the whole time anyway, so it's great.
True. It means you'll die. So great. God bless Peter Dinklage. Hopefully he comes back as Eitri. We never know what happened to him after that.
Hopefully.
He was just stranded on his shitty-ass planet by himself. Sad.
with rock hands.
Yeah.
Like, couldn't do anything.
Thor just left him there.
Sounds like a terrible existence.
Kind of fucked up when you really think about it. He just left him there. He's just chilling by himself. Ugh. Thor, you better go back and say. I hope he comes back in Thor Love and Thunder and brings him to New Asgard or something. Yeah. Earth needs a giant dwarf hanging out in there. We got a rock dude. So, I mean, a giant dwarf isn't that weird, right?
Right.
I don't know. Right. I just feel bad for him now. Got me thinking way too hard about things I probably shouldn't be thinking about. All right. Question number 8. Who said the following quote? Everyone fails at who they're supposed to be. The measure of a person, of a hero, is how well they succeed at being who they are.
One more time. One more, or is that mean of me to make you say
no,
that
not
again?
At all. I I have no problem doing that. Who said the following quote? Everyone fails at who they are supposed to be. The measure of a person, of a hero, is how well they succeed at being who they are. Looking for answers in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We'll go to Nick first.
I just went with the man himself, Stanley. Oh. Stanley.
Good guess, but incorrect. Derek?
Frigga.
That is correct. The scene in Endgame, yeah. Talking to Thor. I left out the Thor part because I felt like that would have been too easy. I'm a tricky person.
Great scene, by the way. Incredible
scene.
Excellent scene.
A lot of people. I'm going to go on a little bit of a tangent here, but it's my show, so I can do what I want. A lot of people said, oh, Fat Thor was shaming fat people. But actually, the whole point of it was showing that no matter what state of mind you're in, body and mind, you're still able to be worthy. People just let that glance by him. That's sad to me. Said.
As a fat man, I wholeheartedly agree with you.
Thank you.
I don't know what these people were watching. I don't know what they saw. With you 100%.
Like the moment when he catches Mjolnir and the look on his face, that whole movie just makes me emotional. I don't even want to talk about it.
I don't even want to talk about it.
It makes me too emotional. All right, we're 8-2. Question number 9. Safe to say Derek's going to win this one. Mathematically, it's impossible for Nick to come back. True. But we're going to play it all out.
I could bet all my points and lose at the end. You never know.
It's true. It'd be very silly, but it's possible.
Yeah, that'd be not smart. Don't do that. I want to be the first person.
That'd be a ballsy move. I mean, you saw the last 11th question. You want to bet on that?
I don't think I'm going to bet on that.
Fair. Very fair. All right. Question number 9. Name the first movie in Phase 3. Just about as tricky as a movie release date question. Need answers in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We'll go to Nick first.
Was it Dark World?
That is incorrect. Phase 2 movie. Derek.
Yeah, I couldn't pull it. I just wrote Doctor Strange.
Close. I believe that is the second one in Phase 2, but it is Captain America Civil War.
I think so.
I'm pretty sure Doctor Strange was right after it. Phases are like the hardest questions because even I would know those are hard, very hard because the way they place them is.
I can get phase one and two.
Yeah, it's a difficult one because it's kind of bigger than all of them, so it's hard to navigate those. Yeah,
15 movies.
a little rough. So we're still at 8-2. Question number 10, the last 1 point question. It's tough. Just, spoiler alert: it's not easy. What is the name of Brock Rumlow's special mission unit? Or his special mission group, if that makes it easier. Probably not. Need answers in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Go to Nick first. You got nothing?
I really appreciate your time, Sean.
Hey, you got two.
Hey, I have outdone myself. Okay, I've outdone myself.
You have. Nothing? No?
Nope. Derek?
Derek, what did you have?
Greg.
Wow. That's impressive. I know it's brought up a couple times in the movie, I believe, but that's a tough one.
Yeah.
That's a good pull. I'm messaging Tyler after this and telling him he's got a challenge. I'm predicting right now, and I could be very wrong.
I think he's got two challenges, Felipe.
Yeah, I might need to have Felipe in a redemption match somewhere in here, because man, he did great. But I will predict that it might be you and Tyler in the finals. That's a bold prediction already, because we don't even know everyone who's in it, but it's possible. All right, 11th question. Betting round. Place how much you can bet, or how much you would like to bet. Give you a few seconds. Pretty sure I know what Derek's bet is.
Wait a minute. What's score? What's Nick's score?
I got two, buddy.
Two.
I got two, but
9-2 right now. Okay?
I'm betting them all. Okay?
Betting them all.
Oh, also, oh, wow. My wife said Nick would be on my team. So I think that means, in Farah's knowledge, I'm guessing.
Hell yeah, Sam.
And then she said she'd also like to point out that he just started following me on Twitch now, which is nice. It's nice of you to think. It's the same thing you did with YouTube. You subscribed to me like a million months later, which is fine. I don't expect you to follow stuff. You don't want to hear me talk about this stuff. That's why I have this podcast. I talk to other people about it. It's fine.
At least your wife is listening. I don't think my wife has listened to a single episode of my podcast.
She's listened to a few. But she would try to listen to them when I'm there. And I'm like, I don't want to listen to myself. I lived it. And it's weird hearing me talk about stuff. But no, she's like the behind the scenes producer. She always plugs me in situations I don't do in person because I'm awkward. Oh God, she's coming up here. Wow. I guess she's coming up here. I guess we'll see. Oh, she also brought me ice cream, which is nice. Very nice of her. That's a real wife right there. Chad's laughing in the chat. I hope you're enjoying this, Chad. Chad's a great dude. He's a promoter in Sacramento. He always talks about the podcast. Wait, what?
You're like, oh, she's coming up.
Come on.
I can't hear, though.
No, you can't. This is my wife, Sam. Wait, she's here. You got to come down. You can talk in the mic. It's here. Do you want to read the last question?
Can I read?
All right. Sam's going to read the last question, the final question. Where? This one right here.
Oh, would be that.
Yeah, from your favorite movie. All right, here. Talk in the mic.
I have a lot of stairs. Hold on, I'm catching my breath. Okay, number 11. In Captain Marvel, what is the name of the Kree's military task force led by Yon-Rogg? What?
Yon-Rogg.
What if I read the answer too?
Don't do that. Would you have been? Don't do that. Don't read the answer.
I can't hear this.
Oh, God.
We're cheating.
All right. Answers in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Nick, how many points did you bet? Did you bet them all?
I bet everything I got, Sean.
I love it. What was your answer?
Thank you.
I mean, I almost want to give it to you, but that's a...
I mean, unless Derek bet six, you should.
I mean, that's true. I mean, you're a good friend, Nick. I'll give you that.
You're on my team. Thanks,
man. You're on Sam's team.
We're here for charisma.
Yeah, for charisma. You're a great character in this game, all right?
Thanks. It should just be your hype for these.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. So, Derek, how many points did you bet?
I bet two. Just to play the game.
Just for the fun of it? All right. I respect it.
Just for the fun of it. And I don't know. They're blue group.
Blue group! That's the best answer ever. It's not right. I'm glad I stumped you, though.
Yeah, you got me on that one.
It's Star Force. I'm pretty sure they mentioned it once in the beginning. Sure. And that's it. Sam says plot twist, it's Seahorse. But Star Force is the answer. But Derek is the winner, going 2-0. Unfortunately, we didn't have a third match. It's life. Life gets in the way. That's what happens. But thank you very much for everyone who joined in live. And if you're watching this in the replay, that's awesome too. I love that. One last thing. Thanks to the sponsor, State of Misery. Derek, I will be emailing you and getting your size and address to get you some free merch. And also, don't forget, if you want to support the podcast, MetalCoreNerds.com, Metalcore Mephisto shirt, order it. It's awesome.
Like and subscribe and follow, like his own wife did for the first time
today. Yes, do what my wife did and follow all my stuff, because she's very bad at it. But it's okay, because she helps in many other ways that are more important than a follow on social media. But that really helps. Yeah, it is your redemption speech. It's very nice.
I made the office, man.
She did make my office for me, so that's all I can ask for. But thank you guys very much for joining us. Thank you guys for competing. Thank you, Felipe. Felipe, you're going to be back. You're going to be back. Yeah, you're going to study with
Waiting.
Sam.
Waiting.
You're going to study with Sam. Maybe you'll get a third redemption arc one day after the championship is settled. I just like you, man. I just like you. Hard not to like you. But all right. Thanks. I'll see you guys later.
Thanks.
We'll be back this weekend or next week with a new podcast episode, and hopefully later this month with another edition of MCU Trivia Nights as we lead our way to the tournament. You'll see Derek there. He's probably going to do very well, so that will not surprise me. So until next time, see you later, nerds.